I have asked these attorneys to help us handle this in such a way that it could become a model for any church that would ever face a similar situation. God knows we don't want that to happen, but if they do, we want to do this right. Attorney Gibbs is going to come on behalf of our church and read our statement this evening.
I want to begin by making it clear that the hearts and prayers of all those here at Trinity Baptist Church go out to those who are hurting right now. Trinity's mission is to serve Jesus Christ. Any abuse of a minor hinders the church from accomplishing that mission. Any abuse of a minor is immoral, is sinful, and without question is a violation of all the Trinity Baptist Church stands for as a ministry. With the criminal allegations that have been made against Dr. Gray, the pastor and the deacons want to assure you that they take these allegations very seriously. Trinity Baptist Church also recognizes its spiritual responsibility to safeguard all children entrusted to its care. Pastor Messer and the deacons want to assure you that they, like you, want the truth to be fully known. With an ongoing criminal investigation, I, as general counsel for Trinity Baptist Church, along with the pastor and the deacons, have taken steps to determine as best we can the truth in this case. Because there is an ongoing investigation, the extent of which we do not yet know, Pastor Messer and the deacons are not in a position to address you themselves on this issue. Please know that is at my request. Rest assured that once certain questions are answered, you will hear directly from your church leaders on this issue. But at this time, I'm asking them to say nothing as it relates to the pending criminal allegations or any other investigation that may or may not be taking place by the proper legal authorities. To help us discover the truth and to conduct an independent investigation, we have hired the law firm of Ackerman Centerfit. The lawyers that Pastor Messer introduced, Richard Smith and Ed Trent, have expertise in addressing the various legal issues that surround this situation, and they will be assisting the church and providing advice and recommendations during this process. Let me introduce them to you. Richard spent 5 years with the state attorney's office here in Jacksonville. 2 of those in the Sex Crimes Division and another 13 years as a federal prosecutor. He has extensive experience in internal investigations. Ed is a former state prosecutor and has 10 years of labor and employment law experience. Until these men have their investigation complete and we learn what people actually know, not what they may have heard from other sources, it is not possible to fully comment about this situation. Accordingly, I ask that you be patient as they complete their work. Any public statements by the church will be posted on the church's website. Pastor Messer, the deacons, and the entire Trinity Baptist Church community remain committed to providing help to those in need and sharing the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is why you gather each week in this place. You should also know that the deacons are fully supportive of Pastor Messer. The leaders of Trinity Baptist Church are united and committed to providing a safe and healthy environment for your children. The church cannot and will not allow anything to stand in the way of anyone in this community from coming to know and love Jesus Christ, especially children. As we proceed during the days ahead, I would respectfully ask that you please keep your church leaders and their counsel in your prayers. Please also keep all those connected with this situation before your Lord in prayer.
Let me just add very briefly to that, that I want to stress that information has been slow to come because it's been deliberate, and we've needed to respond correctly. All information that we're releasing will be available on the website. You do not need to come and ask me or Attorney Gibbs for a copy of that statement. If you desire a copy of the statement, you can access it on the website. It is being posted there immediately after it's given here in the service this evening. As he mentioned, and I want to stress to you again, please keep this matter in prayer. I believe it is incredibly important, and my challenge to every member of this church is be faithful. Be sold out, dedicated, steadfast in this time of difficulty. I know that I have been incredibly tied up. I know that I have not been able to return phone calls, and I've been scarce for some time. My intention is to spend time with my church members tonight. I'll be here at the front after the service for as long as you care to talk to me. And obviously, I cannot talk about this issue, but I will be here and available for you.